When Ellis Curry was 16 years old, he was convicted of murder and armed robbery.
Jeff Mitchell was the victim in my case. I was not the actual gunman, but I do believe that I needed to be punished because I was with the gunman, and I have to accept my responsibility in that role.
After pleading guilty, he was interviewed by the victim's family and received a lenient sentence. And after serving 12 years in prison, he was released in 2005. But the now 37-year-old says it was while he was behind bars that he decided to turn his life around.
Of course, during my incarceration was the worst years of my life. But I also made a change in my incarceration. And one of the motivations for me to change was the fact that I knew that one day I was going to be released. So I made a decision to get my GED. I got two vocational trades, one in welding and one in plumbing.
Curry, joined by the victim's father, made his comment during a meeting of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee Wednesday. They normally travel in their community and advocate on behalf of giving jail juvenile offenders a second chance. He says that's why he appreciates the part of a proposal currently under consideration by the legislature that gives certain young offenders hope, because he says he knows the power of a second chance.
On the inside, I knew the behavior of inmates that had life sentences compared to the ones that had a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Even though you may have 30 years or 40 years, if that inmate knows that he got a possible chance at a review at 10, 15 years, that he might, I promise you, it'll make his actions will be very different.
Juvenile sentencing reform is a priority this year for House Speaker Will Weatherford, especially after a similar effort failed last year. But Tampa Republican Representative James Grant, another leader in this year's push, says lawmakers have no choice but to make sure the state does something before a court does.
We're either going to get this done and have an answer and have a solution that the other chamber will get on board with, or we can sit back and watch the court.
Under Grant's proposal, juveniles now in prison for a non-homicide offense would have the possibility of having a judge review the ruling that sent them to prison. But in cases where a capital felony occurred, as in Curry's case, juveniles must be sentenced to at least 30 years in prison without the possibility of a judge reviewing the case. While Curry says all juvenile offenders should at least get the chance at a review, Grant says not all young offenders are the same, so he doesn't want a one-size-fits-all approach.
My sole intention in tackling this kind of reform is to make every stakeholder at least a little bit unhappy. And so my commitment to you is to ensure that I do that. And so when one side stands up and suggests that every defendant or every case is Mr. Curry, they're wrong. Every defendant is not Mr. Curry. Not every defendant in that situation acknowledges their role, recognizes that the choice they made had consequences, elects to take a plea, serves his time, and gets out and begins making a difference in the community.
Those on the fence regarding the measure include some Democrats, state attorneys, and public defenders. But they say they will continue to work with Grant as the bill moves forward, which the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee unanimously agreed to do Wednesday. A similar measure authored by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley is also moving through the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.